This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What can we read into your day? Face it, you know that we have the smartest approach to bringing you up to date on what's going on. Yes, we do. The best stories of the day on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. So let's move over to Victoria. No, let's get Jennifer. Jennifer, what are you cooking on here? What are you communicating?
Well,
what knowledge do you have?
Michael Jackson is trending today, and that's because his estate is not quite ready to let go of the documentary Leaving Neverland. You may have heard about this. This is a documentary about Michael Jackson's alleged sexual abuse, and it's set to air next month. On
what he did or what was done to him?
The allegations, all about the alleged sexual
against
abuse.
Against him?
The abuse claims that he might have perpetrated on to young people.
So
on Thursday, Optimum Productions and the two co-executors of the Jackson estate sued HBO and the parent company of HBO, Time Warner, claiming that the documentary constitutes a breach of a non-disparagement clause in an old contract that exists. The complaint in Los Angeles Superior Court says Michael Jackson is innocent, period. In 2005, Michael Jackson was subjected to a trial where rules of evidence and law were applied before a neutral judge and jury, and both sides were heard. He was exonerated by a sophisticated jury. 10 years after his passing, there are still those out to profit from his enormous worldwide success and take advantage of his eccentricities. Now, they continued on to say that Michael is an easy target because he's not here to defend himself, and the law does not protect the deceased from defamation, no matter how extreme the lies are. That was a quote from the legal documents that were filed this week. The law may give no recourse to dead individuals when it comes to reputation, but those managing the Jackson business have found a way to bring HBO into court over Leaving Neverland. Gosh, easy for me to say. After going through attacks from Jackson's two accusers, Wade Robson and James Safechuck, the filmmaker Dan Reed and HBO are in trouble now for failing to meet with them to address the concerns about what the estate sees as a one-sided propaganda film. The plaintiffs discuss the old contract that HBO made to air the first ever televised contract after the release of Michael Jackson's album Dangerous. That was back in 1992. And so it seems that they're trying to hold this thing up so that it doesn't find full release on HBO next month. It's really hard to stop these things once they're in progress and the momentum's already built.
It's also screened at festivals already.
And apparently it's not kind to Michael Jackson at all. And so that's what the estate is worried about, that this is going to somehow... It really disabled the way the estate makes money through the name of Michael Jackson. They're still making a lot of cash on him, even though he's no longer here.
Well, that's why they don't want to disturb that.
Of course.
For sure. But then you look at the other things that become a year. The whole business of this sordidness of these networks and people who dig up this old stuff. Remember last month, the story about Monica Lewinsky resurfaced again. And ABC claimed to have new information. They didn't have one damn thing that was any different. It was just regurgitating Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky, to grab a headline or two or to grab some ratings. It's disgusting, despicable. I'm no apologist for Michael Jackson. I was around him for a day in England way back when. And he seemed like not normal. There's nothing about him that was normal. But he was naively... he was one of the smartest PR persons I think I've ever seen. He was around Uri Geller, who was my friend and had brought Michael Jackson over there to help promote his football club that he owned at the time. Both of them were fabulous. And David Blaine was the third. There were four people in the car. I've told the story before how...
I would have thrown David Blaine out of the car.
Yeah, David Blaine was just along for the ride, just to suck on... notoriety and to be seen and that sort of stuff. He was a friend of Michael's for about 5 minutes, only using him as he could. complete phony. I mean, I don't know about the stuff that he does, levitating and all that other stuff, but in terms of being a good sort of solid human being, he was not. Anyway, so we were all together in a the Queen had given Uri her train to bring Michael Jackson from London down to this town. I can't remember the name of it. It was like 2 hours outside of London to the south. And so, and it had been highly publicized. So every train station we went through, the train slowed down. There were thousands and thousands of Michael Jackson fans, and he'd wave to them out the window, and they'd come up and scream at the car, and then the train would keep going. So anyway, I mean, I watched him. I talked to him a little bit, but he didn't really want to be talked to. He talked to Uri a little bit. He never talked to David Blaine. And he didn't say anything other than, "Will you carry my outfit to me?" So that was the only connection I ever had. But I didn't see any. I saw no evil. You know, you can get that thing. He was like a child in many respects. Smart as a whip, understood the music, performing, promotion, all of that stuff. But. Was he a conniver? I didn't get that sense.
People say the documentary is pretty damning, but that is another thing I've heard is, you know, people kind of ask, well, why was he hanging out with these kids? And I think what a lot of people have to say is he was like a kid himself. His mentality was very childish.
Okay, let's look at it another way, Kara. Here's another approach to this. You also have heard me philosophize on many occasions about where we come from and why we are the way we are. I'm talking about as human beings. We become who we are by the environment that we grow up in. His father was a bastard. His father was his mother and his father.
He was also abused.
He was abused as a kid. That's it.
That causes such a regression.
As an adult
as well.
He was physically, emotionally, psychologically abused as a kid by his father, who should have been shot for what he did to those kids. So anyway,
but on top of that, he was exploited as a child talent. So it's not just a kid who was abused; he was also abused and then made to, you know, sing for his supper and couldn't have been easy for him.
Yeah, it was terrible.
So that doesn't excuse if he was a molester, and I don't think he. I mean, I don't know what these guys said. When I make up my mind about somebody, it's usually only when I'm around them, if I can be around them. Have I made up my mind about some people over the years that I didn't know? Yeah, Roger Stone is one of them, and this guy Schmollett is another one. But for the most part, it adds nothing to the story to throw in your 2 cents worth, especially if it's an uneducated 2 cents worth. So anyway, it is what it is. I think that the dead should be left alone, and the dead should be left dead. Remember him for his good stuff and forget about the other stuff, if there was other stuff. But no, these people can't do that because they want to make a buck. They are the despicable ones in my wheelhouse. 15 past the hour, a couple of more names in the news after a few words of import.
I can't believe it.
That we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And caller number 9 for $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of...
Oh, I know this one. Chocolate.
You're cutting out, Rita. We need your answer.
Oh my goodness. Life is like a box of chocolate.
Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Oh, gosh.
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile, super reliable, super fast nationwide network, and get 4 lines, each with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month. Plus, get 4 free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 4/15/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires 1 line to port in. Video streams at up to 480p+. Using it up to 500 gigabits per second. Gaming it up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yep. Okay, let's understand what's going on with our, I don't know, he's our friend, Mr. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that the U.S. is stopping an Alabama woman from reentering the country. She's not a citizen. She joined ISIS. Her name is Hoda Muthana. And Pompeo says she doesn't have any legal basis, no valid U.S. passport, no right to a passport, no visa. She told The Guardian that she regrets leaving the U.S., wants to return to her family.
Oh,
in a letter,
so
she
sad.
Says, yeah, she was
she
angry.
Thought ISIS
arrogant.
Was better than America. Yeah. Peace yeah. out. Yeah. Don't let the door yeah. hit you on the way out.
Thank you.
That's kiss my take on it.
Goodbye.
But, you know, yeah. the weird thing is, though, this is a very complicated case, because apparently she is technically not a U.S. citizen, because even though she was born on U.S. soil, she's the daughter of a diplomat or a foreign embassy or something like that. So I guess she doesn't really get to claim
they're denying it.
U.S.
Yes,
citizenship.
Well, yeah, her yeah. dad was a diplomat, but apparently he stopped being a diplomat before she was born, but she was still born in the U.S., so she's a naturalized citizen. Or, yeah, there's a ton of confusion.
She's connected
she
to
have
ISIS.
A passport,
that's all we have
that's
to know.
The deal. Yeah.
Kiss
I mean,
you.
I'm glad.
Goodbye.
Stay
see
out.
You later.
I can't
see you
later. You should be here.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, next name in the news is Donald Trump. Well, there's actually two people together. Kim Jong-un, President Trump, kicking off his summit in Hanoi with Kim Jong-un next week. Did this come back sort of surface all of a sudden? Or did we? No, I've forgotten.
I think they chose this Vietnam a while ago, right? As
yeah,
the location?
Yeah. All right, so this is their meeting. They met last June, and this is the second one. The administration says that a lot of the officials are already in Hanoi negotiating with the North Koreans about some
I'm gonna
stuff.
I'm going to make a prediction, and I hate to do predictions because they come back right, and bite you, but I just study all this. You know, you can kind of tell what's happening. Yeah. Something's going to come out of this meeting. There's going to be some sort of something, some achievement to tout, because if you looked at him going into the meeting with Kim Jong-un last time, Trump would always say, well, wait and see what happens. We'll wait and see what happens. We're just having the dialogue. Now he seems much more optimistic. The language is more positive. And we all know that the presidents go in as it's almost symbolic, but all of the real deal making is done before the meeting even takes place. So I would imagine that there's going to be something that they're going to tout as
why would Kim care whether there were U.S. troops in South Korea? Why? What's the
because
why
they're
that?
Doing military drills. That's been one of his big points of contention.
So if he's a good boy, they'll never be used. If he's a bad boy, they will be used. So what is his wanting to get him out of there? Is that so he can be a bad boy?
I
wouldn't agree
really
to that.
He told his people not to trust America. So he says they're right next door. How can we hang with that?
Well, the other thing is, it's a lot of this is also the perception of him as the leader to his people. He can't appear weak because then, you know, what happens?
Right. He's such a stable leader. Good for him. Well, the two of them together. There's a combo. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Oh, I've been shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions, baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation, manipulate my decision, baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Running four at the hour music time here on the DJB program. Starting in this portion of our music focus with the music of Shawn Mendes. Shared the news with his fans that fellow Canadian pop star Alicia Cara, joining him as a special guest on the U.S. end of his, well actually both U.S. and European leg of his current global tour. 16 dates have been added to the North American leg. Shawn Mendes, the tour, will now take some time in Milwaukee, Chicago, L.A., Oakland, Boston, Brooklyn, Philadelphia, Columbus, Montreal, some other places this summer as well. Tickets for the new shows will hit pre-sale markets on Saturday at 10, and they become widely available on March 2nd next week. Worldwide 95 show tour. Wow, that's a lot of stops, isn't it? Huh? 95 tour, 95 stops. Going to start next month in Amsterdam. Mendes booked for the rest of the year. Slated to cross the finish line with three Mexico City performances on December 21st. God, we're talking about Christmas already. More dates listed if you go to SeanMendesTheTour.com. If you're a fan, SeanMendesTheTour.com. Let's go back a little bit musically. Billie Holiday, great singer, jazz singer of the 40s and 50s, is a documentary about her filled with never-before, never-heard interviews with her contemporaries. Billie, it's called, received backing from Concord, the successor to the Billie Holiday estate. They'll follow her life through the eyes of Linda Quell. Is that how you pronounce your name? Who, as a fan and journalist in the 1970s, began a biography of Billie Holiday. She eventually tape-recorded 200 hours of interviews with Charles Mingus, Sarah Vaughan, Tony Bennett, Count Basie, and Miss Holiday's step-parents, some of her lovers, school friends, jailmates. She had a drug problem. She ended up in jail a couple of times. Lawyers, pushers, pimps. Even the FBI
is. I think this
is
so interesting. I bet this ends up on Netflix or something and kind of turns into a bigger project than this.
If you remember, Lady Sings the Blues, which was Diana Ross's movie in the 70s, Billy Dee Williams in it as well. That was the story of Billie Holiday's life in a movie. The feature about Holiday, directed by Lee Daniels. That's all in development, but fascinating performer. Kind of like when I hear her story and you compare it to Amy Winehouse, there are some similarities to it, except Billie Holiday has a longer, she lasted longer, lived longer. Speaking of Amy Winehouse, the hologram tour planned for later this year has been postponed because of issues that have not been specified. Bass Hologram announcing that the augmented reality theatrical event has been tabled after encountering some unique challenges and sensitivities. Sounds to me like they're worried about getting sued. We're putting the tour on hold until we determine the best path to a creatively spectacular production that would properly honor her legacy. The company announced the hologram tour last fall, I think, if I remember, detailing plans to incorporate remastered arrangements of her classics with a live band and singers and stagecraft. The tour was set to raise money for the Woodhouse Foundation, which works to combat and prevent drug and alcohol abuse among young people while offering other services to disadvantaged youth as well. So, but apparently,
I see this ending up as a Vegas show.
You think?
It'd be great as a Vegas show. Yeah, it'd be perfect for that.
Yeah. All right, well, that's the story on the hologram tour anyway. There's a movie coming out later this year about her as well. Amy Winehouse in the focus here on the DJV program at 28 past the hour.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
And caller number 9 for $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of...
Oh, I know this one. Chocolate.
You're cutting out, Rita. We need your answer.
Oh, my goodness. Life is like a box of
chocolates. Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile, super reliable, super fast nationwide network, and get 4 lines, each with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month. Plus, get 4 free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 4/15/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires 1 line to port in. Video stream set up to 480p+. User get up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming get up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those 3-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit Credit Karma.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, will testify at 3 hearings this week on Capitol Hill. Democratic Congressman Jim Hines of Connecticut tells NBC's Meet the Press that the House Intelligence Committee will ask a lot of questions.
Michael Cohen is going to jail for lying to my committee, so obviously step one is to re-ask him the questions that he felt he needed to lie to us about when he testified in the last Congress. So we're going to want to get to the truth, allow him to correct the record, and then, of course, the question is, okay, now that we know the truth, what are the follow-ups? It's going to be an interesting week in that regard because, of course, he'll appear in my committee after he appears publicly in the Oversight Committee. So we'll also have an opportunity to ask follow-up questions.
A 41-year-old woman has died from a tornado on Saturday after a building in Columbus, Mississippi collapsed on her. She's the first tornado death in the U.S. this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention, please. 34 after the hour. This is like the Kmart Blue Light Special. Only on the radio, the specialty provided, dished up by Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen. The dish at the moment is being prepared by Victoria Keelan, in fact.
Well, I have a big announcement to make. I am applying for a new job, and the job is going to be... Here's the ad that I found. It says, Help Wanted. Dedicated worker with big heart, kind hands, and time for snuggles. Must love dogs. This is a perfect job for me. Actually, great. I am joking, but this is a real post, and this is, if you are in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, this could be your dream job. This is at the Humane Society of Tampa Bay. They are seriously seeking volunteers to help snuggle the shelter
pets, especially after they have surgery. And they say that they have some dedicated volunteers who are college students. Now that they're back in school after the winter break is over, they're starting spring break soon. So they really need more volunteers because so many of these animals are brought into the shelter. They need operations or they need, even if it's just neutering and spaying and things like that. But after the surgery, a lot of the dogs and cats are confused and scared, and so it helps them to have post-surgery snuggle buddies. And so if you are in the area, this is something that the Tampa Bay Animal Society really puts a big emphasis on, and they say that the stress levels of the shelter pets goes down immensely, and the more comfortable they become with human touch, it helps them find homes faster. It's just all upside, and it also helps a lot of dogs, especially dogs will feel when they hear kind voices from humans, especially if in the past they have not heard kind voices. The tone of your voice is so important with a lot of rescue pets. So they say that this is something that, obviously, if you're the human volunteer, you feel like $1 million because this is what you are doing. You're snuggling adorable pets all day. But for the dogs and cats, it has a lasting effect. So this is probably not the only shelter around the country that's doing this. This is the Humane Society of Tampa Bay. They are just a larger organization, and this has been kind of spreading virally. But if you want to be a pet snuggler, you can contact your local shelter and your local Humane Society, and you can volunteer, and you can help walk the pets after they're ready to start walking again. They need exercise, and there are so many things you can do at shelters. But
we did not say smuggler. We said snuggler, an N, not an M.
If you were smuggler.
No, I just said
okay. Hey, well, you know what? Some of these pets are so cute. You may want to. You may be tempted to smuggle them home.
Smuggler,
but
right.
Yes.
On my. The Facebook page for the DJV show is, as you might expect, facebook.com/DJV show. On my personal Facebook page, and I think on my farm's Facebook page, Easley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, easleyfarm.com, there is a picture of a young lady that is snuggling with a cow. And that's appropriate for me and for my farm's website. There are so many benefits. I have thought about being the home, and I think I will get to that. Maybe not this year. Bovine therapy for people in the service. They do horses. They do dogs. They do goats. There are lots of different animals that can bring peace, as you've just suggested. It's as good, if not better, for the person who's helping the animal as it is for the animal helping the person. Mm-hmm. It's a great two-way street, fabulous therapy, something to be embraced by all of us, if we have any kind bones or thoughts in our bodies. It's a very, very cool pastime. Very, very good. Podcast of the DJV show, speaking of social media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, on the one that we have at djvshow.com right now, there is a discussion of a health warning for women who are drinking diet soda. Don't let that go unheard. Also, the Payless Shoe Store thing. That's still, Jennifer's still got a tear in her eye about that.
Yep.
We have Money Pit updating your spring cleaning and how to fix up your house in the springtime. Lots of hints, tips, helpful conversations, fun as well. Podcast at djvshow.com. And somebody, we were talking about this woman in the last half hour who does not belong in the United States. She left the U.S. She wants to get back again, but she's not going to get back, thankfully, because she was a member of ISIS. I've noticed that the government has some private groups that are able to get the watch list, and I'm wondering why some businesses and organizations outside of government accessing the names on the FBI terrorist watch list. Is this appropriate or is this not?
That's where the lawsuit came from, because a lot of people feel they've been discriminated against if their name is mistakenly on the no-fly list.
Right.
That
or the government
a lot,
watch
by
list.
The way.
It does.
Yeah. That's been happening for years, because there's a lot of people that are just mistaken identity that might have the same name as someone else.
Mm-hmm. Some organizations that qualify for access, private jails, hospitals, college, university police departments, security companies that are hired by the government. The government explained part of its terror screening database shared with the National Crime Information Center managed by the FBI. I don't know what to think of this, frankly.
Some people are claiming that they've been turned down for car loans and other things that, you know, you wouldn't think would be necessarily connected to the government watch list, but
so
that's where this lawsuit, really came from.
Well, it came, who was it actually filed by, this lawsuit? Filed a couple
I think it's
of
a
years
class action suit. I think there were several citizens, yeah, who got together.
Discriminated against in their everyday lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is, well, this is the same group that had Ted Kennedy on a watch list and didn't let him on a plane once because there was an Edward Kennedy on the list, and they were too stupid to look at Kennedy and say, oh, you're the senator of Massachusetts. No, your name is Edward Kennedy, and you can't get on the plane. How many of you remember that? There's a new election that's been called for North Carolina's 9th District. This is really kind of a very interesting. I think earlier in the week we were talking about the results of the election. There's only 905 votes between the two contestants. Mark Harris, who's the Republican, has called for the re-election. Democrat Dan McCready is accused of ballot tampering. Great. Don't you love it? Welcome to America.
Harris was the one who was accused.
Harris?
No.
The other way around.
Oh, yeah. Is it? Okay. I think.
Yeah.
In any case, he's the one that said the election was tainted and they want to do it over again.
So, but they're in the election.
Oh, I guess it was someone in his campaign. That could have been what it was. Maybe it was someone in Mark Harris's campaign somehow.
Apparently,
I don't know.
There's evidence
that it was tampered with.
Right. Yeah. Ballot fraud. So, and the ballot fraud was on behalf of Mark Harris, who's the Republican candidate. So, anyway, more messes created by crooks. That should be the title of a book. Messes created by crooks. This is the DJV program at 43 past the hour.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Is it because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe? Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
47 at the hour on the DJV program with Jen, Victoria, Kara, Dougster. The feds are investigating Johnson & Johnson. This is not the family company. The baby powder that has asbestos in it. This has been going on now for a couple of years. Ladies and gentlemen, do yourself a favor. Don't buy talcum powder or baby powder or any of that stuff from Johnson & Johnson. People should know this by now because there's so damn many lawsuits against them anyway.
Well, yeah, and women won the cervical cancer lawsuit.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then some of the men have...
Why is this stuff still on the market? Where the hell's the FDA on all of this? Good God.
Did they change the formula or is it still bad? They claim that there's no asbestos in it, that they've done testing and blah, blah, blah. But over the years, I think they've decreased the amount of asbestos in it. But there was formaldehyde in baby shampoo until 2 years ago.
Great.
So in Johnson's baby shampoo, no more tears. Yeah, sure. No more tears, but we'll give you some formaldehyde.
He did. The Supreme Court this week deciding unanimously, this is pretty unusual, that states and local governments can't impose excessive fines to boost revenue. This is the biggest scam. Cities that grab all this dough and they put it in the so-called general fund and nobody knows what it's used for. States doing the same thing. This particular case involves an Indiana man arrested on a drug dealing charge. Police seized his car saying it was part of the crime. Car was worth $42,000. Maximum penalty for the offense is $10,000, so there's a little bit of a distance between $10,000 and $42,000. Mr. Tyson Timms was the accused, argued the seizure was disproportionate and excessive. The ruling sets a precedent that the Eighth Amendment's ban on excessive fines does, in fact, apply to states and local municipalities. Good. I'd like to see a few more lawsuits along these lines to straighten this stuff out. Yeah, that means basically they have a property value limit on what they can seize. That limit already applies at the federal level. Advocates of the ruling hope it'll curb the practice of what they feel are excessive seizures. Excessive fines disproportionately harm the millions of Americans who can't afford to pay them. So this is the, by the way, the first of the votes from Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg back, actually there, to vote in place. So that's kind of cool. U.S. troops in Syria, 200 are going to stay. The rest will go. How long will it take to clear them out, though, is the question. What are 200 troops going to do in Syria? What can they possibly do?
Well, I think it's they're there for stability, to keep an eye on things, to make sure that if there's something...
Is that enough?
Yeah, you make sure if something's going on, then you can bring in air support, you can do all that, so that you don't have to have a massive troop deployment.
So they're observers.
Actually, I think the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're observers. They're able to see what's going on, and they'll be able to report back to see if we don't lose what we've gained in Syria.
Okay, got it. Thank you, Jennifer. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Comp complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now 53 after the hour, car talk time. Our auto expert is Nick Miles, and his website, coincidentally, cleverly put together, ourautoexpert.com. Amazing how that stuff works. Nick is all over television. He's all over radio. He writes a column. He is an expert. And thus, I feel comfortable talking to him about Hondas that could catch fire if you wash them. Right, so what's, huh? How do you, what is this all about?
Yeah, it's probably the funniest car story I've read for a long time, Doug. there is a warning out there not to wash your Honda Ridgeline truck if you bought one that is dated between 2017 and 2019, because the soap could get into the fuel line and cause a crack, and it could catch fire. I've been looking for an excuse not to wash the car, and now I absolutely have it.
How does the soap get to the gas line? The gas line's under the frame and under the car. So unless it's something, you know, you go to the car wash and it sprays up under the car.
Yeah, I think this was discovered by a few people that use those the wash bays, and they take the sprayers in there that spray soap all over the car, and they discovered the fuel lines are cracking. And then Honda said, well, wait a second, it seems to be our plastic doesn't play well with the soap from the dispensers, and it's cracking those fuel lines. The most bizarre thing possibly ever, but the result is quite a chuckle.
Yep, it seems to be. All right, nobody's chuckling at Tesla, though. Recommendations for their Model 3 in the toilet, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people tend to look at what Consumer Reports says about vehicles. They just came out with their best new vehicles list for 2019, and Tesla was downgraded. They don't feel that it's such a good buy anymore. In fact, they bumped the company down 11 spots to number 19, and that caused an immediate share fall for Tesla. But they've been having some problems. We all know the technology in Teslas is really interesting. We know that Elon Musk put together a really great team, but they're just not really good at executing it. Every problem we ever hear from Tesla is they just can't build good cars, and they have great technology, but the actual build process has always been a problem. That seems to have caught up with them now, and Consumer Reports saying, don't buy a Tesla as much as you would have done in the past because they're just not very well put together.
All right, so let's turn that around. What does Consumer Reports say are the best new vehicles to buy this year?
It seems to be a Subaru and Toyota fan list up and down. They choose one vehicle in every single class of car, but you should be smiling from ear to ear, Doug, because the F-150 is right up there as the full-size truck that you should buy. It's the most reliable. It's the best buy. It lasts the longest. It has the least problems when you put everything else together.
They obviously didn't interview me before they put that truck on the list.
But everything else in the category is sort of all over the place. You know, Toyota and Subaru do take a lot of awards, but there's some kind of interesting cars in there. The best luxury compact car goes to Audi. Subaru, of course, get a lot of the SUVs. And there is also a BMW in there as for the luxury family SUV, the BMW X5. But the rest of the time, it seems to be that Toyota and Subaru have taken the crown. But I like to see the F-150 there. It's nice to see. At least Americans are still good at something, making trucks, right?
Right. I saw something that had you written all over it. In Popular Science magazine, women were asked what they wanted in a car. And basically what came back was a Volvo. A Volvo wagon. That's a problem. Looking, Volvo is now... By the way, speaking of Volvo, shipping cars they make here over to Europe, there's a switch.
Yeah, so Volvo opened a new factory in the United States, and I've got to sort of be a little bit involved in this, and now they're shipping vehicles out. Well, you know, it's interesting enough to know that BMW are the largest luxury exporter from the United States. They export more luxury cars out of the United States than any other manufacturer. Yeah, so a lot of these car companies, they realize that their market is America. This is an important place for them to be, and they're building factories. Toyota have 9 factories here. They have a new one coming with Mazda. All Subarus are made in Lafayette, Indiana. There's Hyundais and Kias are made in the South and Alabama. So everybody is building their cars here. And you know what? Every time they move their builds to outside to places like Mexico, the vehicles, they seem to have more problems and those sort of things. So it's quite a badge of honor for all Americans to know that so many of these cars are built in America. Whether you should buy a Volvo wagon, you might want to look at the Consumer Reports most reliable list because they're at the bottom.
Aha! That's not what women want. Nick Miles, women like him. This is the DJV program, 59 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.